present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Nothing But the Tooth.
Jimmy, is that you? It's me, Alfie.
Eh? So it is. It was your crash helmet and the goggles that fooled me. I thought you were a bald-headed frog.
Hey, now don't be funny. Do you know what time it is?
Hang on, I'll ask a policeman.
It's 9 o'clock and they're going mad at your house because you should have been home by 7, so I said I'd look for you on my bike. What's that on your face?
Me nose.
Oh, look at that red stuff. Hey. Hey, it's blood. Where's it coming from?
Me nose.
What made it bleed?
I bumped into something in the dark.
What was it?
A dirty great fist.
Wait a minute. Your coat's torn, your blood on your face. Have you been fighting?
No, I've been trying to open a tin of beans with me conk. You're daft-looking.
Hey, now, don't be rude. Who have you been fighting with?
The other lads in the Black Hand gang.
You want all of them?
Yeah, both of them.
What for?
Well, on Wednesday night, we're electing the gang's first money holder. And I fancy that job.
Money holder? Oh, I reckon you mean the treasurer.
Yeah, that's it. Fancy you knowing a big word like that. You'll be smoking next.
You shut up. Listen, if the election's not till Wednesday night, why have you been fighting tonight?
To remind the others to vote for me.
It seems a funny way of reminding your pals to vote for you. It doesn't seem fair.
Well, you know what they say, all's fair in love and war, and I can't love them, so I've got to fight them.
You'll be fighting your grandad when you get home. He'll go mad when he sees you in that state.
My grandad's gone down to the pub, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't gone down to the pub.
That's funny. I never heard an ambulance or a fire engine.
What are you talking about?
If my grandad hasn't gone for a drink, either he's ill or the pub's burnt down.
He's been waiting for you with your mum and Susan. He'll go mad when he knows you've been fighting.
He doesn't have to know. I could say, I got knocked down in the street. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he'd never believe that.
He would if I said it was you who knocked me down.
Oh, yes, I'd have it. Oh, no. No, you don't. You're not putting the blame on me.
Why not? I always have done.
Ah, well, this time you're not. Go get on my pillion and let's be off. You might as well get it over with.
Jimmy, you're a disgrace. How many times have I told you about fighting?
I don't know, ma'am. I've lost count.
Now, that'll do. It's no laughing matter. We were worried sick when you didn't come home.
Aye, and I've gone without my night out down at the Rose and Crown.
Well, never mind, Grandad. Think of all the money your pals have saved. You'll have saved, I mean.
That does it. No more Black Hand gang for you.
That's telling him, Mother.
Oh, get back in the front room with Noddy. Big ears.
Jimmy, you heard what I said. You're going to no more meetings at night with that gang.
But, Mum, I've got to go to the next meeting or I won't get the job.
What job?
The treasury. Treasure chest. The lolly holder. Looking after all the gang's money.
And why should the gang trust you with their money?
Well, I'm the only one with a piggy bank.
Piggy bank?
That's right, Susan. That little china thing that looks a bit like you.
Mother, I'll smack him in a minute.
Don't bother, Susan. If he's not in bed in 2 seconds, I'll be doing the smacking. Now, off you go, off to bed.
What about me supper?
I'm not making supper for you at this time of night.
All right, then, make it an early breakfast.
Don't be cheeky, Jimmy. Get in your bed.
You could have a glass of milk, that's all.
Milk? My name's Jim, not Tiddles.
Now, that'll be enough. Susan, pour him out a glass of milk and get rid of him.
I'm not drinking any sour milk.
What are you talking about? The milk isn't sour.
No, but it will be as soon as you look at it. Up there. It's a joke. like your face. Eh? The meeting tonight? Well, that's where your own clever clogs. I will be there. So have your money ready for when I get elected. I know me mum said I couldn't come, but they're all going out tonight. Oh, heck, there's somebody at the door. I'd better answer it. It's probably the bread man. Don't go away. All right, keep your wrapper on. Tradesman's entrance round the back.
You are?
We'll have a small brown loaf and 2 dozen cream cakes. Oh, it's you, Alfie. Come in.
Can I have a word with you?
I'm just on the phone.
Oh, well, I'll wait here then till you finish.
All right. Go and see the others. I think they're in the living room.
Oh, all right.
Are you still there, Ozzy? No, it wasn't the bread man. It was his horse. Alfie Hall. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I can sneak out tonight because the others are going out. Yes. We had some good news this morning. My Uncle Charlie's ill. Well, it's good news for me. They're going to see him in hospital, 15 miles away. No, they won't let me go and see him. He's got his leg up in plaster. He's on weights. My mum said the temptation would be too much for me.
They're not in the living room, Jimmy.
Eh? Oh, heck. Try the front room.
Oh, all right, Jimmy.
Hello, Ozzy. It was him again, Wandering Willie. Daft Alfie. Now listen, they won't set off back from the hospital till 9 o'clock, and by that time I'll be on my way home with your lolly. Of course I'll put it in a safe place. The cash register in the toffee shop.
Jimmy, they're not...
Try the kitchen.
I looked in the kitchen when I looked in the living room. Where can they be?
I don't know. Were they expecting you to call?
No.
Oh, well, they can't be hiding, then. Try the washhouse.
Ah, this is daft. I'll bet they're all out and you're having me on. You're pulling my leg, aren't you?
No, I'm straightening the telephone wire. Look, I can see them through the window. They're just coming in from the greenhouse.
What have they been doing in the greenhouse?
Oh, stone the crows. They took our Susan in there to frighten the green fly away.
Get lost. I'll go in the living room and talk to him until you finish.
He wants to know everything. He's worse than Ina Sharples. Hello, Ozzy. No, I don't think Alfie guessed what was going on. Anyway, I'd better go now. I don't want them to get suspicious. See you tonight, chubby chops. I wonder what's going on in the living room. I know. It'll be Alfie talking and everybody else yawning.
No, it's all right, Mrs. Clither. I don't mind not seeing Susan tonight. In fact, I'll be glad. I mean, not glad not to see Susan. You know I miss her, because you know what they say? When she's out of my sight, I'm out of my mind. But I'll be all right tonight if Jimmy can be with me.
You what? I'm not doing any snogging with you.
Don't be daft. No, I was going to ask you, Mum, if you could come over and help me. I'm making a dog kennel for me, Dad.
Why, has your mum slung him out of the house again?
Jimmy, that'll do.
Nah, it's not for me, Dad. She's bought a ground and he's living in the kitchen at the moment. But my mum says she gets fed up with him, always whining for his food.
The greyhound?
No, his dad.
All right, funny boy. I'm sorry, Alfie, but I'm afraid Jimmy won't be able to come round to your house.
No, I'll be here watching the telly.
Telly? It's Wednesday night.
That's right, Zed calls.
It's choir practice.
A choir practice in Zed calls? I can't wait to hear old Barlow singing. I was born so beautiful.
Your mother's talking about the choir practice down at the church hall.
Eh? But Mum said I had to go out.
You can go out for the choir practice.
But I haven't been for 3 weeks. My tonsils are rusty. And they're going to practice that song, you know, What My True Love Sent to Me on the 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, so what?
I'll be too slow. When the others are swimming with the 7 geese, I'll still be stuck up the pear tree with the partridge.
Look, you pestered Mr. Trimble into letting you join when you heard about the choir outing to Skegness. So now you're going through with it. You'll be at that choir practice tonight.
Oh, heck, what a life. How do you get yellow jaundice in half an hour?
Jimmy, who's Mr. Trimble?
Oh, you remember. Our organist and choir master. Tone-deaf Trimble, we call him.
Never mind what you call him. You just get ready to go to the church hall.
But, Grandad, it's dark and I'll be on my own.
Mr. Trimble can put you on the bus back home.
But they start at 6 o'clock. I'll never get down there in time.
But I've got an idea.
Have you, Alfie? That's with sitting near the fire. Your brain's thawing out.
Jimmy, what is it, Alfie?
Well, I'll run Jimmy to the church hall on my bike.
Oh. But, Alfie, I'll be taking you out of your way. Look, you go home and make that doss house for your daddy's doggy.
Oh, shut up. You're sure you don't mind running him there, Alfie?
No, it's a pleasure. Come on, Jim. Mrs. Clitheroe, will you tell Susan I might see her later tonight when I take the dog for a walk?
Yeah, tell her the dog will be the one wearing the muzzle.
Here we are, Jim. Off you get.
Thanks, Alfie. Oh, what a ride. We must have been tearing along at 10 miles an hour down that hill.
Oh, my bike's not running properly. There's a rattle, but I don't know where it's coming from.
Inside your crash helmet.
Oh, is it? Shut up. Now, look, get in the church hall for your singing practice with Mr. Trimble.
Oh, tone-deaf Trimble. He gets on my nerves. He's got no sense of humour, you know.
He must have, or he wouldn't let you sing.
All right.
Go on, in you go.
No, he clouted me when we were rehearsing for the Harvest Festival.
Why?
Because I sang, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Ta-ra, Alfie.
Yeah, ta-ra. I'm sorry for Mr. Trimble, I'll tell you.
Oh, heck. Look at the time. What am I going to do? Half an hour to get out of here and back home to meet the gang.
Oh, so it's you, is it, Clitheroe?
No, it's your Aunt Fanny.
Pardon?
I said it isn't funny. Me being the first here.
You're the last. Yes. Oh, that'll be the day when you're first. Oh, my word, yes.
Well, where's everybody else?
They're in the main hall. I just left them to come and get some more music. We've already rehearsed the first piece. Oh, dear, what can the matter be?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Don't be facetious. Now, stay there till I get the other music. Then you can go in and make us all laugh. You can start singing. Oh, my word, yes.
Oh, you big drip. You're about as funny as toothache. Go on home to house. Toothache? That's it? That's what I'll have. I'd have to go home if I had toothache. And if I stick this marble in my mouth, I've got a gumboil as well.
Well, Clitheroe, now we'll see how much you've practised at home, won't we? Practised at home, oh, my word, yes.
At home?
Yes. Well, you have practised that song, haven't you?
Mm? Oh, my word, no. Yes. Yes, I did. Every time the pain stopped.
Pain? Have you been ill?
Oh, it's nothing much. Just a little twinge every 2 minutes. Like a red-hot needle sticking in your lug hole.
But why did your mother send you to singing practice if you're in pain?
She doesn't know how bad it is. And anyway, you know, Mr. Trimble, nothing can keep me away from singing practice.
Is that so?
Shall I try that song while pain's gone?
Oh, it's gone now, has it?
But yes. Oh, dear, what can the... Hold it, hold it, oh, oh, oh.
What is it?
Oh, the pain's back again. Oh, oh.
You're holding your face. Oh, you mean you've got toothache, eh?
I can see it's no use trying to hide anything from you. Oh, my word, no.
Well, you certainly can't practice like that. You'd better go home.
It's worked.
Pardon?
It's worked off the pain.
Yes, well, it looks nasty. Oh, my word, yes. Horrid, yes. That swelling on your face seems to...
Oh, ow! Don't touch it, ow!
Oh, all right, silly boy. I didn't touch it. Your mother should have taken you to the dentist before now, if it's... Oh, yes, well, of course, you haven't told her, have you?
Well, no.
No. Well, I shall make a point of telling her to take her. It's for your own good, you know, your own good.
No, you can't. I mean, she'd be upset. She doesn't like to see me suffer. That's why she always closes her eyes when she clouts me. I'll tell her when I get home. Ta-ra.
Yes, all right. But I'll check with her to make sure you do. Oh, yes, yes. You must have your teeth seen to.
Right, Mr. Trimble. You daft old organist. Your mother should have swapped you for a tuning fork. Well, if I get a bus, I should be... Oh, heck.
Jimmy, what are you doing back out again?
What are you doing still here?
Yeah, I found that rattle.
Rattle?
You're the one in my crash helmet. Me bike, I mean. I thought it was me chain and me gear chains, but it wasn't. It was just a loose nut.
In your crash helmet?
Yeah, no. In me mud guard. Yeah, any road is fixed now.
Good, then you could give me a lift home.
Oh, no. No, you don't. Your mother said you had to go to your singing.
I can't sing with toothache.
Toothache? You didn't have toothache when you come here.
It came on suddenly. On your bike it was. Yeah, that's it. The wind must have blown in my mouth. It's your fault. Oh, get me home quick.
All right, Jim, get on. I'm sorry if it hurts.
Oh, that's all right, Alfie, I forgive you.
Here, take my scarf and wrap up.
Watch it. Oh, my mouth, you mean. Oh, thanks.
Don't you worry, Jim. When I get you home, I'll make you some hot milk and give you half an aspirin.
Well, thanks for the lift, Alfie. You'd better go now.
I don't like to leave you here in the house on your own.
Don't be soft. You've got that kennel to make. Your dad'll be freezing sitting on them cold flags in your backyard. He'll get hot pad.
Look, shut up. What about the toothache?
If he's sitting on cold flags, it's not toothache he'll get. Unless he keeps his teeth in his back pocket.
No. Don't be daft, you break them in. Look, will you shut up? I'm talking about your toothache.
My toothache? Oh, yes. Ow. Ow. Yes, it's still there. So you can go home.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't like leaving you while you're in pain. It's partly my fault. Well, my bike, when it had the wind up, the wind blowing in your big mouth, well, you didn't shut it. Shall I boil some milk?
No, boil your head. I mean, thanks, Alfie, but I'll be all right as soon as you've gone.
Pardon?
I'll take something as soon as you've gone.
What'll you take?
The 47 Buster. I'll take a powder, an aspirin.
Yeah, well, while you're doing that, I'll get you a hot water bottle and some warm milk, and then I'll see you safely tucked in bed before I leave.
Alfie, if you want to do something, get lost.
Right, oh, will you keep... You're joking.
Look, Alfie, I just want to go to bed. Pain's terrible. Oh, will you go home? I don't want you to see me crying.
Jim, I've got to do something about it. Hey, I've got an idea. Just you wait there, I'll fix it.
I'll fix you in a minute. I'll have to cosh him. There's nothing else for it. No, that might knock him sensible. What's he doing with that phone?
Hello? Is that Mr. Gregory? This is Alfie Hall. I'm a patient of yours.
He's phoning the nut house.
I don't know whether you remember me or not, but... Oh, you do? Oh. No, it's not for me. I'm all right. What's a matter of opinion?
I'd better see what he's up to. Alfie, what are you doing?
I'm on the phone.
Get away. I thought you were on a bus. Oh, you're phoning?
Just a minute, Mr. Gregory. It's Mr. Gregory, Jim. He's a dentist.
Well, what do you want... A dentist?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Gregory. I've got a client for you. His name's Jimmy Clitheroe.
No, Alfie, I don't want a dentist.
Yeah, well, I know it's late, but he's got toothache very bad.
No, I'm all right. It doesn't hurt now. Look, I'll smack my face.
No, look, shut up, Jim. Well, can you see him in the morning then, Mr. Gregory?
Put that phone down before I put you down.
Now, look, keep quiet and get away. Yeah, hello, Mr. Gregory. I think he... Get your hand off my mouth, Jimmy. You what, Mr. Gregory? You're not in tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, well, wait a minute. That's the school Jim goes to. Oh, well, he'll see you there, then. Yes, there are, Mr. Gregory.
What was that about school?
Yes, you're in luck. But Mr. Gregory's your new school dentist. He'll be at your school tomorrow morning, so you can see him there.
Oh, that's marvellous. Now, I've only got to get my sums wrong, and I'll have the dentist probing one end and the teacher caning the other.
Now, look, Jim, it's got to be done.
Just a minute. If he's going to be at the school tomorrow morning, he won't be in his surgery, will he?
Not unless he's double-jointed.
Oh, shut up. Look, Alfie, now that you've fixed it for me, you'd better go home. By the way, if you see Aunt Susan tonight, when you're with the dog, don't mention this. I don't want to worry her.
Oh, I won't worry her.
No, let the dog worry her. I mean, don't bother.
Yeah, all right, Jim, I'll go then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, Alfie. I'll tell me, Mum, I'm going to the dentist. Smashing. I'll have a morning off school to go to a dentist who won't be there to cure the toothache that I haven't got.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, hurry up with your breakfast or you'll be late for work.
But I can't be all that late. Our Jimmy's not down yet. Oh, of course, he's not going to school, is he?
No, I'm taking him to the dentist.
Well, I think I'll hurry up and go before he comes down. You know what he's like when he has a bit of pain? He'll come in here moaning the place down.
Morning, everybody. My, it's a lovely day, Grandad.
Eh? Oh, it is, Jim.
Yeah, as a day, it's fab. I'd say it was the fabbest day we've had for a long time, wouldn't you, Mum?
You sound very happy this morning, son.
Why not? The sun's shining, the birds are singing, there's no soap in the bathroom, everything's fine.
Have you forgotten you're going to see the dentist?
No, I haven't. I'm not scared of the dentist.
What? Well, the last time you went, they nearly had to tie you to the chair.
Oh, well, I was just a kid then. And he was a bad dentist. Now, this Mr. Gregory, he's the best in town.
Well, I don't know him myself, but if Alfie recommended him, he must be all right.
Of course he is. He must be, because he used to be a cricket umpire.
What's that got to do with him being a good dentist?
Well, he'll be used to pulling out the stumps.
Oh, that's a good one, eh? What time would he be there, Jim?
10:30 in this surgery.
I know that. Where else would he be but in his surgery?
At our school.
School?
The headmaster's making a speech today, so as a dentist, he's sure to be there.
What? To hear the headmaster's speech?
Yes, well, he'll be able to use all that gas for his surgery.
Oh, I fell for that one. Well, I'll away and get ready, then.
Are you ready, Jimmy?
Ready? But I haven't had my breakfast yet.
Breakfast? But you've got toothache.
Yes, well, I'll just have a snack.
Well, will you have a bit of toast?
Yes, please, and some cornflakes, bacon and eggs, tomatoes and a fried bread.
You can't have all that before you go to the dentist.
All right, I'll do without the fried bread.
Well, you'll have to wait till I get it ready.
Oh, hurry up, Mother. Don't keep fearless Ferdinand waiting.
Oh, I'm no coward. What about when Tommy Daniels fell in the duck pond? It took real courage to do what I did.
You mean you pulled him out?
No, I pushed him in. And he's twice my size.
You can't win, Susan. I'll have your breakfast ready in 5 minutes,
Billy. Hey, Susan, I was just thinking, when I go to the dentist, I'd better wear my blazer.
Your blazer? Why?
Because it's red. It won't show the blood stains.
Oh, we're nearly there, Jim. Oh, I must say, I'm proud of you, my lad, the way you behaved about going to the dentist.
Oh, it's nothing. When I get there, I might let him take 3 or 4 out just for practice.
Oh, well, here's the surgery.
Good morning. Will you come in the waiting room?
Thank you.
Right, here we are. Now, what name is it?
Clivero. It's the wee boy here.
Yes, where's the dentist? Lead me to him.
Well, you don't seem very worried, Sonny.
Worried? Let me get in that chair. And you needn't bother about gas or cocaine. Just tap me on the nut with a hammer.
Jimmy, behave yourself now.
Yes. Well, if you'll just wait a minute.
Where is it? I can't wait all day. If he doesn't come soon, I'll tear this telephone directory in half.
Jimmy, will you stop this? Is Mr. Gregory engaged at the moment, miss?
Well, no, he isn't here at all this morning.
Oh, not here? Oh, well, what a surprise. I know he probably got scared when he heard Fearless Jim was coming. Well, Grandad, we might as well go home. There's nobody to pull me tooth out.
Oh, yes, there is.
Eh?
Mr. Gregory's partner is here.
And he's a dentist?
Yes, that's right. Mr. Carpenter.
Carpenter? Don't tell me he uses a brace and bit.
Oh, he'll see to your tooth. Come through here.
No, I'm all right. My tooth's better, honest, Luke.
Jimmy, now what's the matter with you? Come on, in here at once.
Alfie Hall's done this. The next time he's on his motorbike, I hope he sits on his horn and blows his brains out.
A patient for you, Mr. Carpenter.
Ah, good.
You speak for yourself.
Now then, young man, what's the trouble? What can we do for you?
Open that door and give me 5 minutes' start.
Oh, come, come, come. We are going to be brave, aren't we?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to scream like heck.
No, no, behave yourself, Jimmy, and get in that chair. It's one of his front teeth. They've given him a lot of pain. It'll probably have to come out.
Help! I'm going to be murdered!
Jimmy, shut up, will you?
Yes, now come along, Sonny. Let me have a look.
Oh, but I can explain. I haven't got to, thank you. It was all a joke.
Now come along, come along. Open your mouth.
No, I only said I had toothache. Choir practice.
Come, come, come. Now, I can't do this unless you stop talking.
But honestly, it was all because Black Hand Gang.
Look, you must keep still.
Now, I'll hold his arms, Jimmy. Keep still and open your mouth.
But, Grandad...
No, not another word.
Now, open your mouth.
Like that.
A bit of whining in.
Hartley.
No, wind up.
If I open it wider, you'll be able to see me shoelaces.
Well, then, which is the tooth that's giving the trouble, eh?
Well, somebody listen.
Quiet, Jimmy. He said it was that one in the front there.
I see. Ah, yes. Now, Sonny, I'm just going to lean over and probe at it. I shan't hurt you. Now then.
Ow!
What's the matter? Did I prick you?
No, you're standing on my foot.
Now, look, let's cut out the comedy and get on with it, shall we? Now, I'll just lean over again.
Oh, you've been chewing mints, haven't you?
Look, can you feel anything now?
No. Not a thing.
Yes, that's what I thought. It looks a perfectly good tooth to me. Might be just a bit of cold.
You mean you're not going to pull it out?
Of course not, no. It's quite all right.
Oh, good. Well, I can go now, then.
Just a moment. Open your mouth again.
Oh, heck.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear.
You said that tooth was all right.
Yeah. But there's one at the back there.
A bad tooth?
No, 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 no. It's just starting to go bad. Yes, well, I think we're going to save it all right. I'll just fill it.
You're not using that road drill on me. Get off.
Don't worry, don't worry. You won't feel any pain.
Get away. Oh, ow. Oh, you torturer.
I haven't connected my drill yet.
But I don't want to fill it. I'm all right.
Look, you got off school because you wanted to come here, and now you're going to go through with it. No. Are you going to open your mouth?
I've talked myself into this. All right, I'll open my mouth. But for the very last time, from now on, I'm going to keep my big trap shut.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Danny Ross's Alfie Hall, Diana Day's Susan, with Derek Giler and Rosalie Williams. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know I'm all right now. I'll tell you this, kids, don't worry about the dentist hurting you. I didn't feel any pain at all. As soon as that drill touched my tooth, I fainted.